Yishkoach to Jeff, the Heaven Meridian. We're finishing the Sefer. It's a long ending. Because this last Maimah, there's so much here. We're going to be learning that also today. It should be such a huge Yisod, in not just in Tikkun HaMidos, in Avodas Hashem, and everything we're doing. So we're on page Reish Nun Ches. Page Reish Nun Ches and Das Midei Secha. Mitzvah Hashem soon we're going to be starting the Sugi of His Bodhidus, the Avodah of His Bodhidus, we're going to work on. But right now, let's finish this Maimah. On Reish Nun Ches, the middle of the page, it says, Kasha ha'or ha'eloki. Let's just review the paragraph right before, around 10 lines down. Im la'adam ein or eloki goli b'saychai. Remember that all of our lives, each one of us is trying so hard to lift up that heavy weight of whatever that bad mida is that we're honest enough to see in ourselves. It's just very heavy. Whether it's anger or this laziness or whatever it might be, it's very hard. And then when you think you were able to lift it up and you're able to get rid of it, then all of a sudden, boom, it falls back down, and everything is aleph. And it's like that with many things in Avodas Hashem, not just Tikkun HaMidos. With the efforts that we make, we have a hard time sustaining our efforts and getting there. And what this Maimer of Rav Schwartz, which is added onto the Sefer, what this Maimer is about is how our problem is that we're doing this all of by ourselves. You're trying to lift up something that is too heavy. It's just too heavy. The Baruch Shalom is infinite. The Baruch Shalom, there's nothing that's too hard, that's too heavy for Hashem is Baruch. That part of ourselves that's Einam and Hamida, that's low Mida, that part of us that's without any Gevulim, that part of us that's infinite, that's Ein Sof. If we're Megala that, which all of Rav Schwartz's Svarim, all the Svarim HaKadoshim on this Nakuda, especially what we're learning now in the Erev Shabbos, Chassidus, Chabur, and B'yam Dakacha, all of Chassidus is this Nakuda of being Megala Hashem's Baruch within oneself. Of being megala the or of the Shechina within oneself. Im la'adam ein or loki goli b'seichu v'umanas alavad alamidas. If a person doesn't have this is where we ended with last week. If a person doesn't have, I mean everybody has, but if he doesn't connect to this or loki, and he's trying to work on his midas, chasal akach apnimi shalavad alamidas. He's chasa. He's lacking. The ikar koach, the ikar strength that he needs to work on himself, to work on his midas. And it's not just about davening. It's not just about davening. Of course, you always have to daven. Please help me, Hashem. Help me. I can't help me. That's of course. But it's much deeper than that. It's not just about asking for help. It's not just about asking for help. This is what we've been learning. We'll see more in a few minutes. Kuba'etzem anasa leko samidas mitaychai. Because the person is trying to uproot, he's trying to get rid of the anger. He's trying to get rid of the taiva. He's trying to get rid of the laziness. Remember, that's what we were talking at the end last week. But what does he do with this? He doesn't know what to do with this. It's there. It's something which is a part of who he is. That anger, that laziness, it's who he is. So what does he do with it? He doesn't know where did it come from. He doesn't know where it should go to. Of course, where does it come from? It comes from Hashem. Every midah comes from Elokus, comes from the 10 spheres, comes from the Elokus that's within him. And he doesn't know what to do with this because he doesn't know that Kaz is the midah of Gvura. And he's able to take this Kaz and he's able to transfer it into the world of Gvura. Where he's able to recognize that it comes from the world of Gvur and to be in that place of Gvur, which is Elokus, which is godliness. He doesn't know that. He just has this ugly, terrible monster that's called his temper, his anger. It's this terrible monster. He doesn't know how it got there. He usually blames it on his parents or grandparents, but he doesn't know like how it got here, where it comes from, and he doesn't know what to do with it. He doesn't know how he could change anything. And even if he tries to use it in a good way, even if he tries to use it in a nice way, in a good way, but he doesn't happen to believe in God. That's not the makor of where anger comes from. It's not where the laziness came from. It came from Hashem's Baruch. Therefore, even if he tries to make improvements, and we see this all the time, that the improvements, the changes, they don't last. And sometimes for some people, they're very, very, very strong people, but most people, it doesn't. They don't last. All of these kabbalas and commitments, they don't last. Kasha ha'er loki nimsa b'nefesh ha'adam. This is what we're up to. However, when a person recognizes the or ha'eloki that's nimsa b'nefesh ha'adam, this is the sort of tikkun amidus of all of our avoda. When a person, kasha ha'er loki nimsa b'nefesh ha'adam, harish es amidus ha'chiyuvius u'meyer b'or yakus mikach or ha'ed sab shem amidus. Then his positive amidus, he's able now, like you know, you have sometimes on the screen, it was getting harder and harder for me to see my phone numbers and stuff. And then my wife told me there's a button you could do to press to make it shine nice. You know about that? There's a button that makes it shine brighter. I don't know. I didn't touch any button to make it shine less, but it somehow got less. That's how life is. It wasn't shining so much anymore. And then there's a thing that she says, look, you have to press this. You go to this thing that says settings, and you press a button here. It says brightness or something, and then all of a sudden it was mamish beautiful. So the good midas that we have, because all of us have wonderful midas. There are some wonderful, wonderful midas that we have. But again, if that wonderful midah is just personality, a character trait, and so on, as it's all great, but it's not shining with something that's infinite, it's not necessarily going to apply to the person that you don't like. I mean, it'll work with the person, with the people that you like, but it might not work with the people that you don't like. Or it might not work when you were fired, you lost your job, your wife walked out on you, God forbid, yeah? So you had all these nice meters. All of us thought we were really nice people before we had kids. Right? And then all of a sudden, oh. So it's because of the kid. Because of the kid. So what does that mean about your meter? If it's because of the kid, it means the kid took your mida and he destroyed that mida. Because the mida, you have a good mida. It is true. You are a nice guy, but it's not ein seif. It's not without gevul. It's not b'chol zman, b'chol mokum, b'chol zman. No. That's when it comes to positive midas. The light is dim. It's not shining. Midas hashlidiyos. Now it comes to the negative midas. Michad hunilcham behen bechitzaynius. So you looked up. You got some good books. They tell you how to fight against anger, how to fight against laziness, and you're following the instructions. And you're trying it as best as you can. But if you do that together, of course you have to work on that, and of course those books are all good. But if you do that together with the Or Ha'Eloki, that all of these svarim about with the Or Ha'Eloki, so then you're able to take it away from the negative use that it was in. Avakash Or Ha'Eloki eino goli b'nefesh ha'adam b'eino b'nefesh. But when the Or Ha'Eloki is not goli, you just want to be a nice guy, and you just got some self-help books about being better. And in your head, you just finished reading all the books on making your midas better, and you have this stuff in your head. And not only that, but you read all the svarim and you go to the shiurim and you hear about the Or Elokus, the Elokus inside of you, and it's something that you makes sense to you and you believe in it, but you don't feel it. It's not in your heart. You know about it theoretically that there's elokus inside of me, and this elokus is infinite, but you don't feel that. Something that you know about that's good is wonderful, It's very chashuv. Havel eino ele begeder kli. She'ef shel asakin al yada dvar ma'achem terem yikonsa b'libo shel adam. It's only like that you know about this instrument, you know about this gadget, but you don't know how to make it work. You know that it's there. Every one of us knows that we have an nefesh elokis. Every one of us knows that we have inside of us a chelek ul-kamimal that's infinite, that can make us into different people always, everywhere. It can change us. We know that we have that. We have that equipment. We have that app. We have that. But if you don't know how to use it, and if it's not working for you, you don't feel it, it's not on. Moshlam adav adayma, adam kanadira, a person buys an apartment, yesh lo shtar kniya, and he has a contract, he has the receipt, whatever. Achadayin lo bono sabayis. The only thing is that it hasn't been built yet. Shomnam hadira sheyechas lo, it belongs to him, this apartment, the house belongs to him. Achu eneni yochal yikon, it's lo gerba, but what's the tachlis? It's good that you own it, but there's no house to walk into. You can't sleep there. Where are you going to sleep that night? You're still on the street. You don't have any place to go. Those truths that you and I know intellectually, but with those truths that we know in our brains, that doesn't mean you could actually use them. You now became an expert on anger management. You can give shiurim on anger management. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to lose it, you know, Friday night if your kid falls asleep during Zmiris or something. It's no guarantee. You became a Veltz Mumcha on the subject of anger management. But Reishis Aladim Tzarech Legalos is Metzius Hashem B'Libai. And that's really what all the early Svarim of the Blavavi are about. To be Megal the Metzius Hashem B'Libai. Metzias Hashem B'Libai. To uncover, to find, to come into contact with that Metzias of Hashem as something that's real. L'maisa. Not that's an idea that's theoretical. But that's real. V'oz Avaydis Amidis lo tiyahar be'yoyser amuka. Then once Avaydis Amidis, once you have the helper, once you have the one who's schlepping with you, and that one who's schlepping with you never gets tired. Layanav Layishan never gets tired. Nothing's too heavy for him. When you come into that place of yourself, so then your whole avayda and me, this is a different avayda. And not only that even on a day where it doesn't work out so well, you don't fall to pieces and get depressed and want to kill yourself. It's a whole different way of life. For that reality that you and I believe in, for it to be mamish, to feel that it's a metzias in our inside of us. It's a metzias. And I live in that metzias of what? Of chesed, gvur, tiferes, netzach, hadisa. I live in that. It's not somewhere over the rainbow. There's an inyan like that. Hashem made the world with chesed, with chachmah. That's, I live in that metzias of what? Of chesed, kel, kol hayom, chesed, kel, chesed. I live in that reality. It's not just an idea. It's the metzias of your life. It's who you are. That's what all the Svarim are trying to help us with, to come to that understanding, that feeling that this is a metzias. It's a metzias. If it's not a metzias, then it's just an idea. Then you can't, b'shas ma'aseh, it doesn't, you can't use it. You could say it. You could say over something a shiur about it. You could talk about it, but it doesn't. You can't use it. The pile. You can't use it because you just think it's an idea. It's a concept. But it's not lemaisa. It's not lemaisa. If someone tells you that I have something that I want to give you, and you say, "But I'm going to charge you for it," you say, "What is it?" He asks you, how much can you afford? I said, I don't know. What are you talking about? What do you mean? So I want to tell you something that's very, 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 very harsh. And I want to sell it to you. How much do you have? So I don't know. Can't buy it. I don't know what you're talking about. So he said, okay. It's a thought that I have. I want to sell this thought to you. I want to sell this thought to you. He said, get out of here. Sell me a thought. I have a feeling I'd like to sell to you. Sigur. But it could be that that thought that he has is something very, very takits, very, he's a big thinker. And it could be that thought that he has is going to change your life much more than someone that's trying to sell you, you know, a 2020 Yankees yearbook or something. I don't know if they play this year, right? I don't know. But it's much more chashuv. When it comes to the yearbook, you say, well, okay, it's interesting. You know, Thurman Munson, Whitey Ford, Joe DiMaggio, it's interesting. Mickey, I'll take a look at it. How much does it cost? Oh, it's a collector's item. It's, you know, it's $25. $25 a yearbook. But you get a chavtza, you know, and you take it home, and you open it up, and you have it. So you're excited. I paid $25. Ah, you're not going to look at it ever again. You look at it for 2 minutes, right? But you have a chavtza. But this guy's telling you, I have a life-changing idea. And I'll sell it to you. No. Why not? It's very chashuv. It's much more. You can get much more use out of it. He tells you, you'll get much more use out of this than an old yearbook. You can get more use out of this than your car. This is going to take you to better places than your car. The car is finished in a year or two, 3 years, it's finished. This is going to take you to places till 120. But I'm going to tell you. No. Why not? Because it's not a chavtza. You understand? It's not something. It's not a mitzias. It's not a mitzias. It doesn't exist. It's not a purpose. It's not a mitzias. The emphasis is that it's a much bigger mitzias than the yearbook. It's a much bigger mitzias than the car. But the way a human being operates, since Hashem put the neshama to the guf, is that we have a way of only taking seriously something that you could touch, hear, smell. But if it's something which is a machshava, a hergish, even though you would say intellectually, that thought, it's unbelievably important. What to feel. I'm going to give you now a feeling. I'm going to sell you a feeling that for 5 minutes you're going to feel great. And you could use this because you come from a tzibrach in a home, your parents hated you, your dog left you, your wife cheated on you. And I'm going to now sell you for $1,000 a great feeling. So get out of here. What are you out of your mind? What are you thinking? I'm from Chelm? I'm buying feelings. But if you would really know that that's real, that's worth more to you. That's worth $1,000 to you. That could change your life. That could change your life more than all the other dumb things you spend your money on. You just spent $40 on two slices of pizza. I don't know what it costs nowadays. Well, you bought the $250 steak, right? What did that do? What did it do? It made you sick. You have to go to the bathroom. And I'm talking to you about an idea, a feeling, your whole life you've been waiting to have. Schoon is there. A pruta, I'm not going to pay for that. Because that's the type of a person. Because why? Because you don't believe in it, that it's a mitzias. If it's a mitzias, it's a mitzias. I remember I was once, there's a friend of mine, we used to learn together years ago. And we were walking in Farakwe, and there was a fellow that stopped us, and he asked us, he wasn't Jewish, and he asked us, what's the story with you guys? He said, "Some I see you like carrying stuff on Sabbath, but then someone told me you're not allowed to carry, but I see, you know, that you're religious, I see some of you carrying. It might have even been on the Shabbos, we were going somewhere to house. I don't know, but he was just asking us. So my friend started to explain to him what an Erev is. Okay, just a guy like you saw, like never made it past, like basic, you know, ABC, 1, 2, 3. Right? And he starts talking about Shoshes Yochid, which is Rama, Carmelitz, and he starts talking about Elechi, and he starts talking about, like for 15 minutes, I'm standing with my friends, this guy, like a whole drosha on how an Erev makes the city, like this, like that. And that. So he's finished with the introduction to Hilchas Erevin. And the guy says to him, You got one of those you can show me? Just like that. Like, you have one? You can show me? And my friend looked at him and said, "Man, talking about the city and about the limits and such." He says, "You don't got one?" And he said, "No, I don't have one to show you. I can't show you that." How do you explain Erevin to what an Erev is? It's something which is, in Metzius, it shouldn't work. In Metzius, it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So I'm now, I can carry this from here to there. I'm less. What about Haitzah? Lamtes Melachis? Maitzi Mishus Yavdish Yisrael? What about all that? Yeah. No, don't worry about it. There's an Erev. Where? I'll show you. So he goes to you, takes you for a walk, and he shows you. Look over there by the telephone pole. You look over here by the pole. You see this? I says, "You're kidding." You're kidding. Because of that, God says I could carry. Because of that, God says you're allowed to carry. That changed everything. Yeah, nothing like that. And what about over there? No, over there you don't have to have a string. Why not? Well, you see, the trees have to be a certain height. When the trees are a certain height, and then God says it's okay. Yeah. So we can laugh at these stories because, listen, you don't understand. There's something that's called an abstract reality. It's abstract. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. The schach's not going all the way to the wall. How you like to sit in the sukkah or under that place? The schach doesn't go to the daifin, doesn't go to the wall. She's not to tell about daifin akum and lovehood, right? No, it really does go to the wall. It doesn't go to the wall. There's nothing there. There's no schach over there. It's empty. No, it does. There's an imaginary wall. That it goes there. You just don't realize that it's going there. So we were raised thinking abstractly. We're Jews, we learn Torah. And we think in an abstract way. But it's amazing. When it comes to Elokus, that's where it ends. If someone says to you about the Baruch Shem being inside of you, you say, "Oh, give me a thing. What is this, some Chassidish thing, some Kalabach thing? What are you talking about?" When it comes to the Baruch Shem, see, the consequences of that actually being real are too scary. It's too frightening. So there's what's called cognitive dissonance, you know? And you can be a firm person, but when it comes down to it, it's not going to help you, like, get through without evaders. It's just not. As long as God is abstract, as long as that's just an idea and it's not a metzius, it doesn't work. It works to some degree. You know, it works to some degree, but when it's a real nisayon, like when it's a real, real nisayon, it doesn't work. A real nisayon doesn't work. It's like, you know, you could believe a hint in the heaven. Someone says, "Go out the window, don't worry, there's someone down there to catch you." Just go ahead, jump. There's someone, I promise you, there's somebody that's down there. So I just met you like 10 minutes ago. I don't know if there's somebody down there. Your father's down there, he's going to catch you. No. Oh, no, you're not allowed to look. Trust me. It's not the type of a person. This is the Ikka Bechir that we have. And whether the Baruch Shem is a Metzius, so he's an idea. Now, the difference is the Nafkibin and whether it's a Metzius, so it's an idea, is everything in life. Here, the subject is Tikkun HaMidos. If you live in that Metzius of the Baruch Shem, that means that it's not impossible for you. And it's not only is it not impossible, it means that it's completely sustainable. And it works. And if Hashem is an idea, and he's not the metzias of your life, if that Elokus is not the metzias, then you know you could succeed to a certain degree, but not when it comes to a big nisayon. When it comes to big nisayon, then there's a tremendous, tremendous taiva, and then all of a sudden there's all of the old stuff in the head. Doesn't work for you at that time. Only if it's Metzius. That's how the tzaddik lived. Shivisa Hashem Nagdi Samet. They lived in such a way. Shivisa Hashem Nagdi Samet. That's the mitzvahs that they live in. So that's what he's explaining. If something is just in your head, that doesn't mean you could use it. Lamaisa. Races. Oh. Maybe because it needs to be higher up. Because it's very low down. Like this is better? Because it needs to be more of an angle, I guess. Yeah. No. Hey, King's is safer than English book. Yeah. Okay, we're working on it.
You have something?
Yeah. So. Reishis, al adam tzarich legalos es metzias Hashem b'livay. Reishis, the beginning is al adam tzarich legalos es metzias Hashem b'livay. And that's really the introduction to his brothers. And that's why at the beginning of his brothers, for anybody here, I'm sure all of you have tried and you've been doing it, you know how uncomfortable it feels at the beginning. Because why should you feel uncomfortable? You're talking to God. You do that 3 times a day. Why would you feel uncomfortable with his brothers? Well, you know, I talk to God, so to speak, but I've been using the siddur since I'm in first grade. Now you're saying I should actually talk to him, like he's here. That's very different. Until that time, all of your davening might have not been to a mitzvah of Hashem b'libcha. Might not have been to a mitzvah of Hashem. It's an idea, the siddur, something else. His bodhidus forces a person to look again and to think about whether or not Hashem is Baruch is the mitzvah of my life. Or is it just an idea and something that I'm supposed to do just not to go to Gehenna and whatever? Or is it the mitzvah of my life? That's a whole different avodah and midas, and everything is different. Ella, shetzvas mitzvahs asuya. That's a fancy way the Mishnah uses in Ovis. It's a fancy way of saying it's a catch 22. Tzvas means like a, what's it called? A tongs, plier, you know? So the plier is like the tongs, is that the word?
Tongue.
The tongue that's made with a tongue. So the question is, where did the first tongue come from? The tongue is made with a tongue. How do you make the tongue before? So it says that it's Tzvas, but Tzvas was created Erev Shabbos ben Hashemash. So it's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. But the idea is that we have a problem, and that's a catch 22. That's what we say. In modern English, they use that expression because of that book that was written years ago. Kolzman, what does that mean over here? Kolzman, shodom leitikin klaus midosev. Here's the catch. Kolzman, that you weren't misakin your midas. Kolzman, that your midas are a mess. That your midas are a mess. Kosher shohar elokiyar v'kiva. Then it's hard for that or elokos to shine inside of you because you got all kinds of garbage inside. So if you have problems with your midas, then there's a lot of garbage. And the garbage is heaped up on top of the elokus. So now he says, now I'm telling you that the way to work on your midas is how? With the aura of elokus. Okay, listen to Rabbi. My problem is that the aura of elokus is under a pile of junk because I have lousy midas. So I'm all stuffed up with lousy midas. So the elokus is underneath there. So you're saying that, but you're saying, yeah, but what you need to get rid of these bad midas is what? The Or of Elokus. Right? Elokus, that's how you get rid of these. So it's our kafir, which of course it is to some degree. You tell me to work with something, to fix something. But in order for me to get to the thing that I have to work with, I got to fix the thing. I need that thing to fix what I got. So what do you want me to do? So he says, Zeh be'etzem kol sod hachayim. Zeh be'etzem kol sod hachayim. That's the secret of life. That's the secret of life. Not the Dvar Torah that you hear by Sheva Brachos, but one of your single friends is giving you advice how to be happily married until 120. Right? You know those... Joshua's, your single friend is telling you how the secret of happy marriage. whatever you learned before, whatever you heard before, the Pali don't know what to do, how it works over here. And in order to be able to use that piece of advice, I have to fix something in my marriage. But you tell me that's how I fix my marriage. So Sayyid Achai, what's the secret? Okay, Lashna Gemara Begitin. Gitoi v'yadoi b'ayin ka'achas. It's a din of yad. It has to be given from this his hand to her hand. It means that he has to own it. So how does that work? Because the second that I give it to, I don't own it. So how do, it's a problem in a get. So there it says, Gita v'yado b'ayin ka'achas. As I work with the kinyan chotzeh and with the get and the chotzeh. The yad, that's an extended hand that receives the get, that's giving the get. How does it work? So there's such a concept in halacha. Again, it's an abstract concept of Gita v'yado b'ayin ka'achas. That simultaneously somehow it all can come together. Two opposites. Avodaseinu hi be'etzem avoda pnimis. The avoda, he says, is hard. It's an avoda pnimis. Shemichad, on the one hand, anachnu makdimim avoda rishonu shel tikun amidas. On the one hand, I'm buying all the books, I'm going to all the shiurim, and I'm really trying to work on my midas. I'm trying to be a better person. And that's great. You have to do that. And by doing that, somehow, as I zeicha adam, by working on my midas, now here's the catch, or not, here's the good thing. The Baruch Hashem didn't make it in such a way that you have to perfect your midas in order to get to that elokus. He didn't even say that you have to necessarily have changed everything. What he did say is, you have to work on it. And if you work hard, this is an amazing program that Hashem has for us. It was, even if you didn't fix it, even if you didn't get rid of the junk, but you're a guy that it bothers you and you try and you're working on getting rid of the junk inside, you're working on it, that already puts you into a position that that somehow Hashem carves out a hole in all the garbage and the light of Elokus can come through. That's amazing, because it doesn't work like a lot of stuff. Well, other stuff doesn't work. You got the garbage, you got to get out of the garbage. You can't. It's covered. The Baruch Hashem made it in such a way that even if you didn't get there yet, you're working on your midas. You're trying. You get all the stuff and you're working on the midas. And you're working on your emunah. That's what this is all about. You're working on your emunah. And you're working on living in a metzias of Elokus. And you're working and you're davening. And you're doing the best you can. The best you can. And the Baruch Hashem says, I'll take care of you. And I'll be Megala to you. I'll make myself known to a person like you. Because you care. Because it's important to you. I'll make myself known to you. Was I zeicha dem legiloi or elokei bekirbo? A person can be zeicha. So of course, it's a gift. And then you look and you see that I'm living in a place of elokus. I'm living in a place of elokus. Yes, there's a pile of garbage. But my foundation and my world is a world of elokus, and once I know that, it's going to be a lot easier for you. How we're coming around, it'll be a lot easier for you to get rid of the garbage, to finish the job. When Hashem said, "Open up for me," the Chazal said, "Open up for me," the opening eye to Chodesh Almacha, the ivory needle. The Baruch Hashem means that. That's the deal that he makes. It doesn't have to be that you got there. Nobody else does stuff like that. Hashem knows. I'll bring you into my world. If you try to be part of my world, I bring you in. And then you have access to all of the benefits, of living in a dira of Elokus, which gives you unlimited credit and so on, and funding to get rid of all the stuff in your life, to be able to handle. It gives you unlimited kaiches. Instead of always being an outsider with that disgusting thing, I'm trying to knock, I'm trying to fix, I'm trying to, always, but as an outsider, not as an insider. The Baruch Hashem says, "Come on, come in. Inside, you could finish. Inside, if you come in, I'll help you finish this. Because I'm in there. And if you're inside Chesed, inside Gevurah, inside, if you know where this comes from, and you believe what it's all about, and you believe that I'm a Metzias, I'm Mitis, and the only Metzias, I'm Mitis, and you come into that place with me, then Arenu Neflos. I will show you wondrous things that you're able to do that you never thought you could do. You never thought you were capable of it. I'll show you that you are capable of it. You on your own were never capable of it. But in this world that you're part of now, you signed up for this program, you could do it. On this program, you could do it. Habul Shem Tov HaKadosh, page Reish Nun Tes. And then you can work on your midas in a more pneumistic way. Habul Shem Tov HaKadosh, Omer Al Kach Marshal. Habul Shem Tov said a Marshal. A guy buys a barrel of wine that has all that has a lot of sediments in the on the bottom. It's got a lot of gook in it. So what does he do? He takes a strainer or a filter of some sort, and he pours. So he pours from the barrel through the strainer or this filter, and now he has a cup of wine. He drinks the wine. But now he didn't finish the wine in the glass. He takes another strainer that's even with smaller holes, right? That's finer, and he pours it. And look what happens. Nice about dying, Ma'atshmar. And he sees there are sediments, there's gook. And the second thing, there's also stuff from the barrel. Yava Shalvishal. So the Baal Shem Tov said a person will ask, I thought I got rid of all the bad stuff. When I first poured it into the thing from the barrel, I thought I got rid of all that stuff. The answer is, Hem Yatsu. You did. You accomplished a great deal. You got rid of the. You filtered out the big chunks. You accomplished a lot. But the filtering was only able to be according to the distance between one hole and the other hole. And now you use the second thing. And this cloth or this strainer, the holes are much, much closer. It's much closer. That's the Baal Shem Tov's marshal. It's a very deep marshal. Rav Kook speaks about this Naras HaTshuva. And the more tshuva you do, like Rabbi Nachman speaks about tshuva la tshuva. Right? Tshuva la tshuva. I'm doing tshuva for my last tshuva. Why? Because now I know more about the Baruch Shalom, and now the last tshuva was not chashuv. Now what I know about Hashem today is not what I knew about Him. I know about Him much more than I knew yesterday. So it's a different tshuva. So the beginnings, you try to get rid of the big chunks. You do the best you can, and then the more you come to contact with Elokus, Kechal Sha'ar Eloki Yisgal Yosef Adam, or Yigal Meimad Yosef Pnimi, then you have finer. You get to a finer place. The Tikkun Hamidah Shalai. You get to finer wine. You get to a better quality. And then you realize, yeah, but compared, but now you strain it some more, and you find still some good. Yeah, because now it's I've got to the next Madrega straining. And the more you strain and filter, and the more you work on getting closer to this, the more you're able to come to that place of being clean, of being pure. And you go back again, and you keep on straining, you keep on filtering, you keep on working on it again and again and again. And then with each successful straining, there's more aura of Elokus that you're exposed to, and then that makes it your strainer that much finer, that much more effective. And so it goes on and on. We try to grow in life. Atanovin is the way I grow. Now we can understand what the Vilna Gaon said. Shem Adam Loi Omar Losakin is Amidas. The Gaon said a very strong thing. That if a person just goes on with his regular, with his regular Midas, Im Adam Loi Omar Losakin is Amidas. If a person didn't work hard to fix his Midas, Shalitikin Ad Haina, Loma Lo Chayim. The Gaon says such a lashon. Loma Lo Chayim means, what's the purpose of being alive? It's not worth being alive. If you didn't fix your midas, it's not worth being alive. It's a very strong thing. They say, why is it not worth being alive? I daven. I sit in the sukkah. I heard the shofar. I daven. I keep Shabbos. And the Vilna Gaon says, if you didn't fix the midas, it's lo malo chai. He didn't say if you didn't fix lo omal. What? If you didn't work to fix your midas, lo malo chai. It's kind of like, what's the tachas? Rabban Kvay Hikshulah. Many people asked about this. The whole Yiddishkeit, the whole purpose in the world is tikkun hamidus. Bevada she tikkun hamidus who me'advar ma'asharoshim v'yoyseh shekaron ba'adam. Certainly, it's a big thing tikkun hamidus. Aval ha'gvura misbatik loshon charifa, but the guy used such a strong loshon imloy klamer imuloy oyved lamlo chayim. Why should you live? Why should I live madua? How you learn Torah? What do you mean? I'm sitting 10 hours a day learning Torah. The karm tayag mitzvahs. I keep the mitzvahs. Shomer Shabbos, mispalel, daven, I zechesed, I'm nice to people, I do good things. Yesh, all these things I have. Okay, sibo lichyos, I have a reason for living. What are you saying? Vilna Gaon, why are you saying that if I'm not working on my midas, lo malochai? Mao imkein oimek divagro. The Gaon says over here, oimek mamish. You know, not an extra word came out from the Gaon, but he said over here, if you look at midas, tikkun midas, as another thing on the menu of what to do today, like what God gave us to do, negel vasa, whatever, tefillin, talis tefillin, daven, whatever. If you look at midas as another thing on the list of things to do, achen amilam, then the words lo melachayim harba yosek kashon avon, then what the Gaon is saying doesn't make any sense. I have a whole list of things, and I check, davening, check, tefillin, check, and midas, okay. If it's another thing on the list, then we can't understand what the Gaon is talking about. But if we understand that tikkun hamidas, avodas hamidas is about what? And it means each one is another key to the infinite light of God. And uncovering that and finding that within myself. We're not talking here about a prat, a thing to do. We're talking about the person to be. And how you daven, and how you put on tefillin, and what your Shabbos is. Everything depends on that. Everything. Because the midas is not, that's only the tip of the iceberg. Working on that midah means working on ahava, working on gvura. It means going to that place that's called bli midah, without gvul, without end, infinite. Because all of these midas come from Hashem. And Hashem is inviting me into that world of the midas of Elokus. If I'm an outsider, that's not my davening's not it. My davening, my learning, my mitzvahs. You could have a person that learns 10 hours a day. He's the biggest ayis rafi. You never met people like that? He's not a ganim. He's not a gazlan. He learns. He's so bad. Also, he has a list. So, okay, he didn't work out so well when it comes to Geneva and Gezeila. No. But he's good when it comes to the mikveh. That's it. Point. Check. The Indian of the midas is not something on the list. It's the etzem of who you are. You're either a grub of fed, I'm sorry, a horse, and the lavush of a human being that does whatever you feel like. Just see sometimes because you don't want to get into trouble, so you behave because you don't want to lose your job, or you don't want to lose your wife or something. So you try to be a better boy that day. And that's called tikkun hamidas. Or you're a Jew. Lam lochayim. Mr. Gaon says, why, what's the point of life? What's the point of life? V'etzem ha'koach atzmo hu bli midah. O'az mevinim harbe yoyse amak madu kol avodas hachaim yavodas hamidas. All avodas hachaim is avodas hamidas. Davening, learning, everything is avodas hamidas. Therefore, what happens to a person? All the tzaddikim we're crying about. Taif se'at Torah lo yiduni. People that are learning Torah, they don't know. They don't think about Hashem at all. They have nothing to do with Hashem. It doesn't change them. You can be a person that's a genius. You learn Torah. It doesn't make you into a different person. It doesn't bring you closer to Hashem. It doesn't make you. But they'll quote for you. But Rizal Sarantha says that, you know, that Torah is, the Gemara says, is a Sam Chaim. So it's bringing me closer to Hashem. It's making me to a better person. Do me a favor. Let's just go to ask your wife how much better you've become over the last 30 years. Just because you learn doesn't make you into a better person. Smarter, yeah. You're learning Divrei Elokim Chayim, so maybe there's some residual benefit from that, like what Rav Sante was talking about. Mashchel Beis HaMedrash, of course. But the etzem of the person, if you're still an outsider to Hashem Yisbarach, and he's on the outside of you, and you don't live in that world of Hashem Yisbarach, you're learning your mitzvahs, your davening. So what he's explaining is that Avodas Hamidos, Tikkun Hamidos, is not on the list of things to do. It's a separate thing. It's called who you are. You're either a shtick elokus or you're a shtick bos of Adam. You're either a piece of elokus, you're a piece of bos of Adam. Flesh and blood is trying to be a well-behaved flesh and blood. I got news for you. They're going that are very nice people, right? They're nice people. They have nice meters. I've had terrible conversations with some girls, some older singles who told me I'm done going out with Jewish guys. I met a guy, he's the nicest guy I ever met in my life. And I hear that my heart breaks into a million pieces. So I try to say, how can you say such a thing? What are you talking about? Because you have a bad mazel, but you didn't meet the guy yet. Then you start with all those joshes and she's rolling her eyes. Do me a favor. Nice, kind, good. Yeah, but this guy that I set you up with knows Taisus above a basra. She says, okay, no, I admire that, but that doesn't help me in my marriage. The last guy I was married to knew a little shas by heart. Look where it got me. It's a different Indian altogether. Of course, once Torah, the aura, the light of Torah, more and more. But if you don't self, it's not a metzias. If a person's able to sit down and to learn, and then he's able to close the Gemara and say a word of Lashon Hara, the same Tachidei Dibur, so then it's something which is, it's not Metzius. The Torah that he's learning is not real. It's not something which is real. The same way that if Rabbi Yochum talks about this in Chelek, base at the beginning, that if I really, really believed with all of my heart, I believed that you had, if I really, really believed that Jeff has inside of him a nefesh of a kiss, if I really believed that he has nefesh of a kiss, and it's a mitzvah, the nefesh of a kiss inside of my friend, if I really, really believed that with all my heart, how could I hurt this? How could I intentionally? How could I hurt? Not people make mistakes, but how could I say something bad about him? How could I ignore him if he's not, if something's wrong in his life? How could I ignore him? If I really believe that, like it's a metzias, with your own kid, you can see that. That it's a metzias, because you're flesh and blood. So even if you're a prosta person, even if you're more of a shallow, superficial person, when it comes to your own kid, it's not something which is that hard to be able to come to. That even if your kid is not behaving, your kid is hard. Ben kach, that's my child, and I feel his neshama. But half the hakamaycha means that I should be able to feel Jeff's neshama too. And if I would feel that neshama, why would I hurt it? Why would I say something bad about it? Because he did something that was against me. So I'm going to mess now with the shtick elokus, just because if I'm going to tamper with the elokus like this. The answer is, I don't believe that he has this thing. I don't really believe it. Show it to me. You're going to sell me that? You're going to sell me that he's got elokus inside of him? For how much? For $10? For $100? I'm going to buy this. That you're going to tell me this guy's got, you know, who you're messing with? He's got a shtick elokus. He's a chilek lekamimal shkayer. Therefore, now let's say lashon hara about him. That's right. But at the end of the day, you could learn the whole Shmir Zalashin, and it might not work. But if you live in that mitzvah, that this friend of mine is a shtick elokus, it'll work. I still have no old halachas to know what, but it'll work. I won't ever do that intentionally. The Torah says it's not a mitzvah. It's a concept. So what are you going to go tell some lady, listen, Mrs. Goldberg, I got some bad news for you. Your kid just died. Gewalt. He says, no, I'm just about the concept of your child died. what are you talking about? How can you talk that way? No, your kid is fine, but there's a PTA, right? Your kid is fine, but she's not accomplishing anything in school. So for all practical purposes, she's really, by me, in social studies, she's dead. So he said, look, you know, I'm going to sue you. How can you tell me my kid is dead? Well, I your kid is physically alive, but the concept of social study is not alive. Who's going to say? That's life. So when the Vilnagain says, Lama Lachaim, what's the tachas of being alive? How can you talk such a strong way? Because the Gaon is saying, without that, it's not being alive. It's just being a piece of flesh and blood. The emes is not being alive. It's not. I mean, you're walking, you're breathing, but a yid is something different. It's not the same thing. It's just an idea, concept. It's not the same thing. It's two different things. If I believed in the mitzias of Elokus inside of another person, how could I say that to him? How could I talk that way? How could I treat him in such a way? How could I look past him, not help him? How could I? Because I don't really believe in that. It's an idea. I'm busy with other ideas. I got a lot of ideas. So it's a concept, it's an idea. It's not a mitzvah. All that this Torah is about, he's explaining from the Vilna Gaon. I guess we didn't finish it yet. All that he's explaining, all this is about is to say that it's not. Avodas Hamidus is being able to recognize that you don't live at the address that you thought you lived at. You're at a different address. You thought that your address is Joe. This wonderful Jew, my friend Joe. You thought that your address is Israel. You thought it's Jay. That's your address, that's my address. This place on this street, in Queens, Great Neck, Woodmere, that's the address. That's what you thought. It's not true. That's not true. That's where your goof resides. Where do you live? Ein Sof, Ein Gevul. That's it. In a world that's Ein Sof, Ein Gevul. Mamish. Like when they asked for Chaim Shmulevitz, you remember this story, right? Chaim Shmulevitz was on the boat. They were coming from Japan or China. They were coming to the States, to San Francisco. And it's a long trip, you know? And it was going on, the ocean on and on and on. And Chaim Shmulevitz was standing on the deck and he was looking out at the ocean. And there was another Jew, when the chaver from the yeshiva, somebody was standing next to Reb Chaim, and the person said, he said, Reb Chaim, where are we? Where are we? Because like the ocean never ended. Where are we? So Reb Chaim said, the second Shmites or the fourth Berg. The Sefer, he was thinking about the Sefer Shmites. There's actually a whole chibur, I don't know where it is, but they say there was a sefer that he wrote without any swarm, just on the boat, thinking. On the Sefer Shmites, it was a very hard sefer. But when he said, but he didn't like fake this, the guy said, where are you? He said, Schweitzer based park. He said, that's where I live. I'm on a boat, but if you ask me where I live in the Schweitzer. That's where I live. Just on the boat, that's the goof, but I live in the Schweitzer. That's where I live. That's a different world. And when one's Avodas Hamidus takes place in that reality, then already you could do anything. That's Superman. There's all kinds of things that could happen. You don't have to get angry, even if it's the craziest thing that ever happened to you. You don't have to get depressed, even if it's the worst day of your life, Chas v'Shalom. Because, you know, I don't live in that place. It's not like I live in that place and I got to try not to, then the whole Maisa. No, it's not, I don't live in that place. It didn't get to me. It didn't reach me. That's not me. You tried to get to me. That's not me. That's the goof. You didn't get to me. That's a different world with Tikkun HaMidos. All right, well, Mitzvah will finish the safe for next week.